The peace of Jesus keep your heart steadfast, and may we grow deeper in repentance every day, for he is coming soon, and we have so much to repent of in our culture. Recently, I was very saddened to hear that several of our Chinese believers think that I am against the Chinese people and culture. Wow, nothing could be further from the truth. I have long been fascinated and admired everything about Chinese culture, from food, and I ate stir fries tonight and just about every night, to gardens, to architecture, music, art, and your amazing talent with paper. As a young woman, I sought to learn Sumi-yi, to illustrate nature scenes with ink and wash. I confess I wasn't very good at it, so I turned to nature photography instead. I have the deepest respect and admiration for your people, manners, and culture, which can be so gentle and contemplative. It truly is an inspiration to me. Before I became a photographer, I studied the art of growing bonsai trees. Even as a child, my favorite place to go with my mother was Chinatown in Chicago. I have always loved koto and flute music, as well as the deep spirituality and discipline of the people. Before I was a Christian, I used to use the I Ching. I loved it. I loved the Chinese wisdom. That was a very long time ago, way before I was a Christian, but it was something that I had great respect for. When I see pictures of Chinese buildings and gardens, I ask myself, why can't we build dwellings this way? In fact, Jesus took me to China for our honeymoon and brought me to a classic traditional house and said, "This house and garden are yours." Wow, I was speechless because he alone knows how much I revere the culture. When I left home at 18, I asked my stepfather, who was a carpenter, to make my windows look like the rice paper ones in China. He constructed a whole wall of windows in my living room where I kept my bonsai trees. Dear people of China, I do so admire how you have persevered under persecution, and am very ashamed that we in America have so much freedom, yet can be so lukewarm. I'm humbled by the faith and endurance of your people, and I hope and pray that I will be so devoted to the Lord that I am willing to suffer for him as you have. I want to make a distinction between an oppressive government that tortures Christians and innocent people who have a most unique and fascinating culture. Please understand, I am against God's enemies, no matter what country it is, and how they persecute Christians, not my Chinese brothers and sisters. The Lord has a very deep love for all the peoples of the Orient, and he cries out in distress for the evil being done to them by those who reject God. But he has told us, a great light shall arise in China. And we have had vivid dreams about living in the Chinese culture here in the United States. My dear ones, your culture is very precious to me, and I was humbled to tears that so many Christian believers were supporting us here. Your people are already a great light to the nations, and I believe we will live together side by side when the Lord comes to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Please do not believe these lies from Satan about Father and I. We have tremendous respect and are deeply humbled by the lives of Chinese believers and how they are willing to suffer and risk imprisonment to love our Lord? How many here are willing to die and be tortured for Jesus? I fear not very many. There is also so much to learn from the humility and hospitality of your nation. Someday, we will live side by side in Christian brotherhood and will treasure the uniqueness of one another's culture. But my heart is deeply hurt that there are those in your country who believe this lie. Please, please, would you tell them that it is a lie from Satan? We hold your people in the highest regard, with love and deep respect and inspiration. So please don't let anyone tell you anything different. You've heard it from the horse's mouth. Thank you, all of you sweet people from China, for supporting us and for loving us and praying for us. You have been such a blessing. You'll never know until heaven how much good you've done for us. We could not have expanded the way we have without your help. We are forever grateful to you for your kindness to us. And please, don't let anyone lie to you and tell you anything different. God bless you, dear ones. Soon we will all be together. And as a footnote, one thing that we have seen in dreams is that the Chinese people are going to inhabit the United States. They're going to be everywhere. I'm looking forward to that.